Yes, good morning. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. And I'd just like to bless you this morning for pursuing the things of the Lord. I would just like to share here on the second epistle of Peter, chapter 1. I'm going to read here 2 to 4. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And that section of scripture has been such a blessing to me to just think about all that Jesus has for us. I've been thinking about Joseph there having the keys to the entire wealth of Egypt, and how the rest of the world was in want, and had through famine had been brought to a place where they had nothing left and were basically forced to go to Joseph to just to survive. And Joseph had the keys, so to speak, to the world's food at that time in that area. And then God provided a famine in the rest of the world to draw everyone in to go through Joseph. And I think it was a intentional plan that God had to have people see the glory of God through Joseph, through his life of betrayal and suffering. It brought people to him, and it was God's way of ordaining that. And I had to think of the parallels there with Jesus, as he also drew people to himself through him having the keys to spiritual food for the soul. And the parallel in between there, between those two, Joseph having the physical and Jesus having the spiritual. And so, and then God is there doing the same thing. Joseph brings people to want. He brings a famine in their life, a spiritual and emotional famines in the lives of the people. It's an act of mercy to bring them to a place of searching, and in their searching they find the answer, which is Jesus. And I had to think of what brings that famine in our lives, and I think the answer is here in Peter, whereas it says that that those that have tapped into the resources of Jesus, those great and precious promises, that they are, those that have tapped into Jesus are in reality the sons of God, and a son has the entire inheritance of his father. A son comes from the loins and the DNA of his father. He is basically an extension of his father, and a father will give his inheritance to his son. And in the same way, when we have embraced the blood of Jesus, we have access to everything that Jesus has access to, making us, because we are his sons, we have that access. And then I was thinking here, if the people of God pursue selfishness as the people of the world do, it restricts them to that access that they have to those promises that Jesus is offering. And so I was thinking about all the different forms and types of Christianity that we see around us. And I read this quote here the other day that said, "We can worship God imperfectly, but we cannot worship Him insincerely." And that really spoke to me. Basically, God is not looking for the right form and style of worship or the right form and style of living out our Christian life, but He is looking for sincerity. He is looking for honesty and openness. And I was just blessed by that here this morning and would like to encourage you to, I've also been noticing that opening our hearts is a choice rather than a circumstance or a happen chance. So sometimes it's hard to know where to start when we are feeling far away from God. But the opening of the heart, God will always come to a person like that. So may the Lord bless you and be your strength today.